know when we are. Call order the Town of Brule Committee meeting, August 7th, 2017. Mr. Resor, would you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, sir. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois? Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. All right, in our packets, we have the minutes for the regular meeting of July 10th, 2017. Mr. Niesler, I saw in there where we put what we had talked about, so that's in those. If you guys have any changes or any questions, that you can let us know. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. I've written down their project updates. Every meeting, I'm going to start getting Shane to kind of give us an update on stuff that's going on. He writes me a little list of what he did during the month or during the week or whatever. So just a couple updates. First, we're going to move forward with the Eileen Street project to replace those culverts that are undersized on Eileen to try to start handling that drainage problem about midway Eileen. We have letters drawn up for a servitude agreement so we can get on the property and clean it all out. So Shane's supposed to hand deliver those letters, so we're going to get that project underway. That's going to be a parish project. Parish is going to do it for us really cheap. I think it's about $11,000 total.
Is somebody going to look downstream to make sure it's not going to affect anybody west of there?
Well, we got Roy to bid on that, and it's like $15,000 for him to give us some kind of idea. It's going to affect them downstream, according to what Roy told us, but you know, he didn't give us that it would affect them negatively. So, you know, speaking of Roy, what do you say, Mr. Roy? So, I mean, we got that bid, and it was just extreme. So, I mean, it's up to you guys if you want to spend that kind of money on that. Roy, we're talking about our Eileen Street resizing those three culverts under driveways to 24 inches. Don asked a question about, is it going to affect downstream? And I know you gave us that bid to do a study on that.
The quick answer is, the larger culverts to the left, more water go downstream faster. So, yes, the quick answer is, it's going to affect downstream. How much? It's a number.
We could find out for a price, right?
But it's supposed to be 24 inches.
It's supposed to be 24, yeah. We're just giving them the code, so. And it's three driveways that have some open ditches on the sides.
One yard has covered
all the way through, right? So the open ditches will be there. So it won't, you know, it's not like we're changing a whole lot other than increasing that size of that culvert. So, but anyway, we're going to go to the neighbors unless you guys decide something different or if you think we should hold off. But it is going to code to 24, so I think we should do it. I mean, I'm comfortable with it.
Have we had any water in the houses west of there?
No, the house that almost got water in it, was it about last spring? It's right in the middle, and there, he's one of them. And that 18-inch cover with that catch basin right there is going to all be cleaned out, the people further down. So it was backing up right there, and it was backing up into that catch basin on the side of his house. I get their name.
24-inch all the way down past it?
Yes.
Okay, so just...
Yes, Shane... Right, it's a cog in the wheel right there, so we're just trying to open it up a little bit, and that's where we almost got water in the house, right there at the 18-inch culverts. So if you got, you know, we can talk about that again Monday. We hadn't even started. We're just trying to get the letters to the own property owners right now, so... Okay, anything else on that? All right, next we'll move. Our GIS project is a little more than halfway done with our manholing and plotting data. That's one of the maps that they did. It's hard to see from here. Every green dot you see here is a manhole that they're plotting. This is all online. They just printed this out just to show it. The issues they find, like that little pink dot, he's raising, that one and that one. So we're finding out a little bit of information. I'm not sure.
they couldn't remove a rain trap or something on that one. So there's a couple things that this is going to give us some good information on. So they're about halfway done on that project.
Nuisance letters were sent out by certified mail. We sent out 5. Town cut 1. Homeowners cut 3. We had no response on 1. The parish cleaned out 3 major drainage ditches in the back. One ditch on the south side of Ori, a ditch leading to the Coulee, which is out of the city town limits, but it helps to drain by the park. And the ditch on the north side of the Canefield Road along elementary school. So the parish cleaned all that out. It looks really nice. There's a little bit of work we have to go do on the ditch on the south side of Ori, where one of those culverts come in from the Canefield. There's some, it's not quite where it needs to be, but our people will do that.
They did that work at our request, man?
Yeah. We had, if you come out the end of St. Francis in the north of Bow, if you look to your left, that ditch always held water. Well, there was a big berm right in the middle. As soon as they moved it, all that water. Yeah, we requested that, and then back of Ori all the way down. So, and I think they were taking the equipment even further back somewhere as Harris, but not our, not in town. Total rainfall for July, Shane said, 2.24 inches is what we measured here, which is pretty dry. We have our new street signs are in. As grass cutting time dictates, we'll put those signs up. We know how to do them. We're doing them ourselves. Same thing on culverts. We had 5 requests. None of them have been filled to put culverts in their ditches. And once we start the process, when the citizen comes in to start the process, we'll try to work it in our grass cutting. Preferably, we'll do it in the fall. That's usually when we do that. Shane ordered a flail mower to go on a slope mower, which is a much better cutting mower as opposed to our big bush hog mower that we have. It doesn't throw rocks all over and break net windows. And we did order the Bobcat with the grapple bucket that was approved in the budget. So that's on order. So those are our project updates. Think seriously about that Eileen Street. If you guys have something, let's get together on it, and we'll talk about it at our regular meeting. Anybody else on the Public Works? Okay, planning and zoning. This is kind of vague, and we kind of left it that way because Rusty had mentioned that he wanted to talk about making a few changes in that planning and zoning due to our. We made a mistake on looking at a couple of the ordinances that Rusty was reading. So we got the correct ordinances. And Rusty, I don't know if you want to mention anything.
Yeah, I guess just the purpose of this is we had some concern underneath the nuisance ordinance. I guess that was around the February time frame, perhaps. In reviewing that, I found some language in there that I think addresses some of the concerns. However, there's a lot of ambiguity in it, so I think we need to kind of strengthen that language. So we'll propose something in there ultimately. And then for the planning and zoning regulations, to also kind of look at those ordinances, maybe try to strengthen those and give the P&Z a better tool to use, basically when making decisions on developments. I think there's some things that I'd like to see put in there. At first, some of these came from the parish. So I had a lot of anxiety. I'm not necessarily wishing to recreate what the parish has and bring it into the town. That's not my intent. But in reviewing the ordinances, I recognize that many items in there were taken directly from the parish already. So this is not something new. I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. I think probably what we can do is get together maybe periodically and go over a couple of them and then bring them up and hit him at forward. I put this on the agenda thinking we were at that point, but we had the wrong paperwork, so got that squared away.
Procedurally, to let you know, y'all talk about it in committee meetings all you want, but you can't come before the council for a vote until the changes are introduced.
Right, right.
At a
meeting. And it's got to be a regular meeting.
So, for example, if you introduce changes at next Monday's meeting, then on a non-Chapter 19, anything other than Chapter 19, the earliest you could vote on it would be September. Chapter 19, the earliest you could vote on it would be October. That's got to go through not only does it have to go through the Planning and Zoning Commission to get their recommendation on it, but it's got to be advertised 3 weeks in the West Side Journal before the meeting of the planning and zoning commission, and 3 weeks before our meeting. So you look at, you know, from introduction basically to voting, earliest is like a 2 month timeline.
So what we can do is get a couple recommendations, maybe meet, two people meet.
Yeah, and so the thing is,
and then bring it to the committee, and then we can discuss it at committee, and we'll make a move from there. And if we decide to go with it, we can, the next meeting we can introduce and follow the time frame.
And because you have to advertise all this stuff in the paper, I recommend, particularly in the zoning instance, that you get it all hashed out before you even hold your public hearings.
Right.
And before you introduce it and everything. Because that way, you're not spending a lot of money advertising stuff.
Right.
You didn't have to re-advertise it when you make
it. Yeah, when we make a change, yeah.
And having to reintroduce it, et cetera.
Okay, anybody else on the planning and zoning? Okay. Finance committee? Did I skip the minutes?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh, yep, sure did. Thank you. We have planning and zoning minutes from July 26th, and there were so many of them, I think they didn't have anything in the... No request at planning and zoning, but we have to include the minutes, so there they are. Okay. We'll move to finance. You got July bills in there. I don't know if you guys went through them. If you see anything out of the ordinary, we can definitely answer your questions. If I have any questions? All right, we'll move on. Personnel, I don't have anything unless you guys have something. Recreation? Police? Jonathan?
All right. We had Jordan Ward here when they had resigned effective like the 25th of last month, so we had an opening. We've been looking at several applicants over the past couple months. Ms. Robin by far exceeded everybody else. She's a real good girl. She post-certified, passed everything, did her matrix. I've watched her work on the street, and she's done an awesome job in court. She's probably the best officer Port Allen City had. That's where she's coming from, moving down here. So we're real excited about giving her the opportunity. So I'd like to put her on the agenda for next week to hire her.
She's replacing Jordan?
Yeah, she's going to replace Jordan.
And
Ross, Robin Ross.
And what's the pay?
17.
17?
Yeah.
An hour?
Yeah.
And we have everything post-certified, all
post,
that?
Got a matrix, brand new one.
Okay.
Post-certified, drug test, everything good.
We'll put that on the agenda for you.
Okay.
Anything else on the police?
Oh, I don't know. That roof's leaking real bad again over there,
yeah.
Too. Real bad.
I'm going to call Tom in the morning.
Okay.
Tom, the architect, not
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right. We're going to work
I'm
on it.
I'm going to get time to call this Tom, too.
Yeah. he's going to be involved, too, I'm sure. Yeah, we're going to have Tom on it.
Yeah.
We're going to have Tom on Tom.
That's it.
Would you
like me to call Tom with the number?
Double Tom.
Yeah. I do need that number, too, for the contractor, because I'm going to call him in the morning, too. Just text it to me. Governmental affairs. Yeah, flat roofs are not the way to go. Governmental affairs. We got landmark and heritage applications. All right, Ms. Bourgeois usually handles this, and she's not in.
Yeah, she gave me and Blaine a copy. There are four of them, which they're recommending for our approval, which we'll consider next week. The first one is 133 East St. Francis Street, right behind JW. House was built in 1957 by Lanius Durbin, owner of Universal Construction Company, on property purchased from Ernie Roten. And Lanius and his wife Florence and family moved to Brule in 1956 and lived in a modern home on River Road while their home was being constructed. Lanius, who owned his own business, served as chairman of the Brule Planning and Zoning Commission. He later served as a right-of-way agent for the Louisiana Department of Transportation. That's the first one. The second one is at 626 West Main Street, Wilton R. Lejeune. The home was once belonged to Archie Lejeune Sr., who owned considerable amount of property in Back Brule. Family members recall that their Aunt Annie, who was blind, lived in the home for some years. Archie Lejeune and his family have been part of the development of the community. Many of his descendants still reside in the Brule area. Welton now owns the property. The third one is 325 East St. Francis, Sheila Harris Pritchett. E.J. Roten and his wife Betty Heck Roten, who built this home on the property owned by the senior Rotens, resided and raised their family here. After E.J. and Betty built the new home, they sold this property, making alterations, including additions, which changed the appearance of the home. Several families lived here in the ensuing years. Sheila Harris Pritchett presently owns and resides in the home. And the last one is Percy and Joyce Murphy. Which was built in about 1967, one-story brick home. Percy and Joyce Crockett Murphy built this house and have resided since its construction, raising their son Charleston in it. Joyce was the first African-American secretary to work in the West Baton Rouge School Board office. Percy was a bus driver for the public school system for many years. And that's the four.
Okay.
Also, she said that Sarah Grady had resigned from the committee, and Edward Dupuy has offered to serve, but we didn't need to make a motion, you know, okay, this coming week on it until I think we get a recommendation from the landmark committee.
Okay. And then August 27th at 3 p.m., Landmark and Heritage Commission reception. Anything else on the governmental affairs? Other matters, we don't have anything. Mayor's report, I have a few things. I attended the teacher convocation today, which today's the first day for all the teachers to go back to school. And Wes Watts put on a little performance for them and slideshow, and they presented the Teachers of the Year for the parish. Fortunately, we had one of the teachers, the best teacher in the state, right here from Brule High School. So I'm going to email those teachers. Hopefully we'll have them here next week to recognize them. If you ever get a chance to go to that convocation, it's really a neat deal. Every teacher from the parish was there, principals, everybody. They take buses from their schools when they get there, and they go to the tourist center, and they have a big powwow. It's really, really, really a nice thing. One of the things that went on there, they asked everyone that was there in the audience that graduated from a West Baton Rouge Parish school to stand up, and it was a lot more than half. So a lot of people that are graduating from our parish are coming back to work in the schools in our parish, and we're really doing well in the school board. So a lot of kudos to Wes and his team. I attended the LMA convention. Blaine came, and Patricia and the office came. She does some lambs of work in Shreveport. I can just tell you, I learned a lot from it. I attended all the classes. They put on a good show for us. And I guess it's just more a good networking event. And met a lot of people. Blaine got a $500 scholarship, just out of the blue, to go to a clerk's, was it some kind of clerk school? And that was only due to networking. We just kind of met some people, and Blaine told him it was a new clerk. So that works out really well when you can do stuff like that. We had applied, Roy, we applied for that community award for basic services, and we got an honorable mention for our force main in the back. So we'll mention that Monday night. So thank you, Roy, and thank the council and Joey. That was a good deal we did last year. Website, our website project is rolling. The skeleton of the website is done. We just need to start adding all of the nuts and bolts to go with it. Tom, we need to make sure we got the right ordinances on the website, like we talked about, just to make sure we transfer them over. Yeah, so we'll be
the ordinances on the website aren't the problem.
I know, but we just want to make sure we get all that right.
It's when you
So we talked about that today. We want to make sure that information is right. So any input that we have, that you guys have on the website, one of the things that's going to be, that I really like, and Ms. Joanne, I'm sure, will be excited, the governmental effect, I mean, the landmark sites will go to a map, right?
The historic markers are already on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that way when you click on one, it'll show you a map of where it's at. So that'll be kind of neat. So we'll be up to snuff on that. Census 2020. Believe it or not, that ball is rolling and rolling fast. So we're having Blaine attended a meeting with the parish. He attended the meeting in Baton Rouge with the census because I couldn't make it. So the census is rolling. So we may end up leaning on you guys for a little bit of help as things come. I've never done the census as mayor. I may even lean on Joey a little bit because he went through one just to see what he suggested too. So we just want to make sure we get those numbers right. That's very, very important to our taxes, that we get those numbers right. So we're filling out all the forms and making sure that everything's covered, and we're going to try to count every head in town. So 2020 seems like forever away. But it's really not, and they are really pushing the issue to get us moving. So, so as far as mayor's report, I don't think I have anything else. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything? Yep, Don mentioned that to me today. So, yeah, you think we can squeeze them in next week? Yeah, we'll try to squeeze them in next week. I'll try to call Walt and see if we'll get them together. Mr. Niesler told us today there's only 3 seniors, right?
Yeah.
They graduated. So if they're not off to college, we may even be able to get them back in town. But we should be able to get everybody else in schools rolling next Monday night. So we'll try to get the softball team in Monday night. Anything else? Announcement. School starts back Wednesday, August 9th. I'm sure everybody's aware of that. And then one other announcement that wasn't on the agenda, I'm going to just make. Next month's committee meeting falls on Labor Day, which is the 4th. So our committee meeting will be moved to the 11th, and then our regular meeting will be on the 18th. So we're just moving it back a week.
Okay. Well, we historically
right. One day
to Tuesday, and then the following Monday.
Right. That's what we've normally been doing.
I mean, we can move it that day, whatever you guys want. I figure we'd move it a week. Court will be on that Monday of committee meeting, which is no problem. I'll be here for that, so it's not going to affect court.
Okay.
Whatever you guys want to do. If you want to do it on that Tuesday.
Just make sure we haven't published anything.
No, we haven't done anything. We just talked about it today.
Okay. Just thinking.
There's no reason not to have a council meeting on a normal date.
I
was just going to push each of them back a week, but I mean, we don't have to.
Let me take a look at the already started to advertise rezoning. We have one rezoning.
That's right. It might be dated, huh?
Yeah, I think we've already dated that because I went off the assumption that we were going to, the council meeting was going to be. Let me take a look.
All right. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't have to make a decision until Monday,
yeah,
right?
You can do whatever you want, Mayor, but I'm just, when I did that, I was just going off of what the historic practice is.
All right, because that's that zoning on Main Street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Check the date and just let me know.
Let me take a look at that because I don't want to, because otherwise it'll screw them up and we'll have to start the process.
No, I don't want to start. I don't want to change that. Nope, we're not going to change
that. That's where you get into the two. Yeah.
Yeah, we won't change. We won't. We'll leave whatever we need to leave where it is based on what that zoning.
Okay. Yeah, but normally pre your administration, we just jumped it today.
Well, let's check on
that. That's the only reason.
If we didn't have that zoning, I would say we could just.
If it wouldn't be for that, that's the only reason.
Check on it, let me know, and then we'll
okay.
We'll make a move on that next week.
But normally the only one in the past that we would change one day is the one that was affected by the holiday.
Yeah.
Whether it was a committee meeting or a council meeting, right. Whichever. Yeah. The other one would remain
The same.
Right.
No, the only reason I was going to move it is because I was going to push it back a week, so that would move the other meeting back, but if there's zoning things in the way, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the other thing is, oh, what other, are there any other public bodies that meet on the third Monday in the month?
Addis is Wednesday.
Addis is Wednesday. Council is Thursday.
Fort Allen's Wednesday, I think, too.
Just need to...
Okay, we'll check it out. Okay, anybody else? Anything else? No other announcements? With that, I'll accept a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Neesler, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor? Meeting adjourned. You don't want to take it? Man, I was watching. I had a picture. Had you written down?
Yeah, as long as we don't change Mayor's Court, because those tickets have been put out.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be here for Mayor's Court.
Yeah, let me look at the zoning.
Yeah, I forgot completely. I'm glad you brought it up.
That's the only thing that I've been saying about.
8 years now.
So Gordon Ward is our
Of course, this is still all stuff like rain strap.
Yeah, so it's all it is. It's section top.